And now, Forward with Falk. Join Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen as they navigate their way through the political thicket.
David, I know that you are a moral philosopher, and I know also that unlike the officials in Texas, you have studied Plato and other things. So what do you think about Trump's statement that he doesn't need law, not international law, not domestic law, nor morality? He has his own brain and his own ideas and his own morality.
Yeah, that's really a it's more than interesting. It's a devastating statement. Consider, and I was kind of disappointed that the reporter who asked them about that didn't have the follow up, which is, you took an oath to the Constitution. Don't you think that's the constraint on you? I know previously he already said he'd think about whether he's going to follow the Constitution, if you remember that
a couple
of years ago.
That's right.
But, you know, this is a this week and this year, and it really is previous administration, have been an exercise in undoing the Ten Commandments. If you go through them, how many of them he continues to violate on a regular or extreme basis. Thou shalt not kill. We were murdering people on boats.
He killed 100 people in the Caribbean or off the Pacific, off the Venezuelan coast. And they've killed, ISIS killed 9 people in the last 2 months.
Yeah, no due process. We just had a killing in Minnesota. And we'll get to that later on. Thou shalt not steal. He's been taking money from all of, under pretenses, from corporations and from other sources, other governments. But now he wants to take Venezuela's oil and put the money from that into a special account that only he controls.
And it's not going to be in America. It'll be an offshore account.
Offshore.
So no American court can get to it. And the only people who have access to it will be him and whoever he designates.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the authority to spend the money. I mean, he doesn't have the authority to take the money. He's just stealing it.
Yeah. He's trying to steal Greenland by taking it by force, or threatening to anyway, bearing false witness. I mean, every day, his administration comes out and lies about things. It's not even alternate facts. It's just downright lies.
Stupid lies. A lot of them are just stupid lies.
Yeah. But there's a method to that madness, and we had discussed it before the show. It's about perception and creating perceptions. And part of it is giving his ever-diminishing core of supporters talking points or reasons to stay with him through the creation of these false narratives. So we have that.
One of the false narratives is that he has an enormous mandate to do what he wants to do. He doesn't have an enormous mandate. He didn't even have a majority of the vote.
Yeah. The central one is that he didn't lose the 2020 election.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw the last thing he's claiming was that the state of Minnesota, he actually carried it in all three of his elections instead of losing it. Motivating factor, and it's the beginning of this, and the anti-immigrant part are the moving factors in what he's been doing and what people are glomming onto.
Yeah.
Adultery. we know what
that's the Epstein. That's the whole Epstein scandal.
That's we're into Epstein or how many of his associates have been are in there. And of course there's lies about that, right?
Yeah, when he said this,
we're going to turn that over. We're going to come to the bottom. We're going to turn it over, whatever.
Didn't he say to somebody, you can't release these files because a lot of my friends will be in trouble?
Yeah.
That was the exact quote, right?
But his attorney general said, it's here on my desk, and we're just doing a few minor redactions to protect the victims, and we'll be releasing it in, 2 weeks?
Right.
That was over the summer.
Right.
And
2 weeks after the laws, the date that the law that was passed that said they had to open up all the files, 2 weeks after that, they said that they had another 5 million files to go through before they could release them.
Right. Now,
what did they have to do to go through with them? They had to redact the names of people who were injured. Whereupon the women who were injured said, we don't care, release the files. The ones whose names they want to redact who might be injured are Trump's friends.
Sure.
The ones who exploited these women.
Yeah. And so we have that. Coveting, he covets
everything.
Everything. Yeah. You shall have no, I'm the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. And he's like when Moses came down from the mountain and they had the golden calf. He's got all these golden images of himself on coins and on other things. Or if it's not an image of himself, it's the Trump name that he puts up everywhere.
The whole Bitcoin scam that he has, where people buy his Bitcoins or Bitcoins that are handled by the exchange that he's invested in, so he gets a fee every time something is bought. Is that not worshiping gold?
That's
not stealing?
Yeah. we're into that. That's kind of in a nutshell.
They shall not. Did you deal with false witness?
Well, false. Yeah, I mean they lie about. I said they
about
lie
everything.
About it. They lie about everything. When they this woman was killed in Minnesota.
This is good.
Kristi Noem comes out. The vice president comes out, and they deliver this false narrative, trying to again create a perception about that. But it's gotten to the point. There were so many recordings of what happened from different angles that it's down to who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes. And we see that the president's approval rating is in the tank. It's not growing. It keeps going down. And they don't seem to care. They just keep doubling down and doubling down on it. But where it's being seen is in all of these elections, these special elections or primary type elections over the last year, where the Democrats are winning seats that they shouldn't have won, and even on ones they lose, they're outperforming the 2025 Democratic vote by huge margins. They almost won a seat in South Carolina legislature. They lost it by 21 votes this week. Republicans are running scared. Just about every week we find another one that isn't going to run again for Congress.
But while they're running scared, they're emulating him as much as they can. Take our Senator McCormick.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, McCormick is hardly a poor guy. He's a rich guy, right?
Right.
So he's down the line MAGA, down the line invading Venezuela, down the line make a war to grab oil. His wife sits on the board of Exxon. He's on the crypto subcommittee, allegedly regulating cryptos. He himself trades millions in Bitcoin. He's on the board and votes for allocations on artificial intelligence and to his buddies in big tech in Silicon Valley. His wife is on the board of Meta. How's that? That's just one senator, our senator.
There's all sorts of things, but we've seen some slippage of Trump in Congress. There were two instances this week. One, in the House of Representatives, where, 17 Republicans broke ranks and voted for a discharge petition to hold a vote on the continuing the subsidies on the Affordable Care Act. And then in the Senate, we had, 5 or 7 senators?
I think it was 7.
Yeah, broke ranks and said that over this Venezuela thing that you need to have congressional approval to continue on things. But they're just ignoring all of this and keep doubling and tripling down and as if public opinion or fact or consequences don't matter.
But they're on. They haven't had any consequences up so far.
Right. So far. Well, as I said, there's some slippage and things like that. And MAGA, there are, certain underpinnings. Obviously, the Epstein files that we talked about, MAGA's not happy with that. MAGA did, Trump talked about ending wars and not getting involved in nation building or foreign affairs. And we have what he's done in Venezuela. We have his threats in Iran. We touched on Greenland. It's a whole host of things.
Well, talking about the slippage, it's very interesting who slipped in the House on the Obamacare premium subsidies.
Yes. Three Republicans from Pennsylvania who are...
Three Republicans from Pennsylvania, exactly, yeah. Including Rob Bresnahan, your guy.
My guy.
Your guy.
But not Muser, your guy.
No, not Muser.
Ryan McKenzie from down the Lehigh Valley and Brian Fitzpatrick,
right,
who's been able to fend off all sorts of attempts to unseat him over the last number of cycles. So he must be running scared. He must have some internal polling. Part of that, I think, is because he covers Bucks County, where we had a Democrat elected sheriff for the first time.
In the history of sheriffs. Yes, ever.
Yeah. and the main issue there was ICE.
Right.
And cooperating with ICE.
Right. But Bresnahan, really, his slipping really shows that seat can be taken.
If
Scranton's mayor, Pei Cognetti, any kind of campaign, she ought to be able to take that seat because this guy is, sponsoring bills that you shouldn't trade stock and then trade stock and then defends trading stock. And if anybody is a hypocritical guy, the epitome of sleazy politician, Rob Bresnahan.
Yeah.
He ought to be able to go.
Now, he came out this week and said he had secured about $6.5 million for various projects around the district. But don't forget, his predecessor, Matt Cartwright, sat on the Appropriations Committee and brought in a heck of a lot more than that. But, I mean, there's all sorts of things. They've gone at Senator Mark Kelly. They're talking about demoting him, although they backed off the court-martial thing because they probably realized they couldn't, they wouldn't get a conviction on that. So they're trying to work another method. But that really is, I think, boosting Kelly into the one of the front runners for the Democratic nomination for president in 2028. You know, Tim Walz is out.
Tim Walz is out of politics.
He's out of politics. He imploded.
Yeah.
But so now you got Newsom, and now you got Josh Shapiro, who's got a, it's going to be a one-on-one race. Doug Mastriano, the Republican senator, decided he isn't going to run and challenge Stacey Garrity, the state treasurer. So Shapiro against Garrity, and already there's ads appearing about Garrity being at January 6th.
Really?
Yeah, she spoke. Now she wasn't at, wasn't inside the Capitol, but she was at the rally on the Ellipse. That, you know, that's could be, play a part of things.
Meanwhile, numbers have come out, you know, that show total non-farm job growth. And Trump has now had a year in office. He was going to produce fantastic numbers of jobs, right?
Right.
It turns out to be a total bust. There's been a negative number of jobs. We've lost jobs. Lost jobs. Not that
right.
And then it turns out that we don't really know how many we lost, because Lewis Powell, the Fed chairman, comes out and says that there's been a miscount. They've been overestimating the number of jobs created by 70,000 a month.
Yep, up to that 60,000-70,000. You know, they're not beyond cooking the books, but they're ruining the institution's reputation, saying that even when when these guys leave, that nobody's going to believe these institutions anymore. And you know, you've got other things that are percolating. They defunded the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which this week said they're going out of business come August, September.
Yeah, they're dissolving. Right.
They're dissolving, but that's going to put a number of PBS stations off the air, and many of them are in places where there's no other local stations in rural, you know, red states. So that's something. They've gone after the CDC. This week come out with a new regimen or a new protocol for vaccines for kids. Meanwhile, South Carolina's got a huge epidemic in measles, right, because people aren't getting vaccinated.
While they have a huge epidemic in measles, the Trump administration has cut off all funding, healthcare funding for kids in 5 states with Democratic governors.
Yeah. Right.
Billions of dollars. Just like they got to investigate fraud and abuse.
Right. And then they're also worried about an increase in tetanus going around, because that's one of the shots that people get.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't fool Mother Nature. Can't fool Mother Nature. We just, you just hope that polio and smallpox don't reappear.
And viruses, you correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I don't think viruses need visas to come to America. They just sort of come.
Yeah.
They come legally, illegally. They come all over, any which way, right?
That's it. But, remember when he stopped immigration from China because of the China virus?
Yeah,
he'll find something to blame somewhere along the line. He'll blame Biden, but people are gonna they're gonna die.
Yes, kids are gonna die because they're not gonna have to be inoculated at birth anymore.
Right,
right. Instead of the 15 shots that you get,
they're down to 11.
You're gonna get 11, And what about the others? You think the sure. most of the parents are going to bring their kids back to the hospital? If they live in my county, it's a two-hour trip to do that, to get your kid inoculated. That's not so simple. When are you going to do it? What time? When you're working? You're going to take a day off from work to get your kid inoculated? It's not going to happen. It won't happen, and the kids will then be available for the virus infection, and there goes your herd immunity for the whole population. It's not just the individual kid. The entire population is affected by this.
But according to Secretary Kennedy, that's a good thing because they'll have natural immunity after that. The mere fact that people are going to suffer doesn't seem to bother these folks.
Even if people say it's survive, a good thing because the weak will die, and if we'll have a stronger stock.
Well, you know, then we have the Heritage Foundation that wants us to have more kids. White kids, at least.
White Christian kids.
Kids, yeah. It sounds an awful lot like Germany in the 1930s. Like you said, the eugenics movement.
That's
from
right.
The late 19th and early 20th century.
That's right. Here in America, right?
Yeah. But there is good news. They're going to change the configuration of the White House again.
Oh.
They've got a new architect who's going to build it only to the height of the main structure. You know, it's just going to dwarf the main structure in that. And now he's going to build another floor onto the other wing, to the west wing.
Well, he has to, because now it's unbalanced. It has to be balanced. That's right. Yeah.
Has to be balanced.
And by the way, he says, I know how to build things. I'm a great builder. He's not a great builder. He didn't build so much. That's not what he did. He rented his name. That's what he made money on. His developments are not developments that he built out of the ground.
Right. And he's still planning to build that archway or that arc, Arc de Trump.
Arc de Trump, right.
We don't know exactly where that's going to go, but he's going to have that. It's going to be gilt. I'm sure it's going to be gilded to the hilt.
I wonder if there's a way to have the Trump Jefferson Memorial.
I don't know if he wants Jefferson.
Well, he certainly doesn't want Lincoln.
No, but probably the Washington Monument, because it's of its size. You can more easily get the Trump name on the size of that.
Only a sideways. Otherwise, you have to make small letters.
No.
Well, God in heaven.
Yeah. And of course, this week going back to false witness, on the anniversary of January 6th, they put out this whole new narrative about what happened, blaming the Capitol Police for, calling them the bad guys.
And calling on and blaming Nancy Pelosi for not calling out the National Guard, which she has no authority over.
Yeah, only the president has authority to do that.
Exactly.
And
he refused to do it.
Right. And they've already deified Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
They're blaming this lady in Minnesota, for not following instructions of the police or the ICE agents.
ICE agents, right.
If he had just followed their commands, she'd be alive. Well, what about Ashley Babbitt? When they told that group of rioters that she was climbing over, stay out of the Capitol.
It's worse than that. If you look at the latest release by people on Twitter of the footage, where they enhanced the audio, an ICE agent says to Miss Good, get out of here. And then she starts moving, and she says, I'm going. And she's turning the wheel to make a right turn.
Right.
The cop who's standing on her left side then shoots her. She says, I'm leaving. I'm going. He shoots her. He's at the side of the car, and then he calls her a fucking bitch.
You know, but they want confrontation. They want chaos.
That's right.
Because a lot of people think that this is part of a larger plan that would lead Trump to invoking the Insurrection Act and trying to cancel the 2026 elections.
Right, well, that's what Vance said. This is part of a left-wing conspiracy. Ms. Good was part of a left-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah. And canceling the elections, because Trump, he addressed the Republicans from Congress this week and said, if the Democrats get control of the House, they're going to impeach me again.
Right.
Now, I don't know why he's afraid of being impeached, because the Senate isn't about to convict him. At least I don't think so. Although, you know.
And say that I think I know the name.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what, you know, if there's going to be a revolt in the Senate, what have you, but that doesn't appear to be. And it only enhanced Trump's standing politically. As I said, it's just like the same thing when they're attacking Mark Kelly. It's going to enhance his standing.
Yeah.
Those things backfire. So,
well, one way of looking at all of these horrible things is that this represents the beginning of the end. We're looking at overreach. This cannot be sustained. And it's not like they can just go back. What happens when you overreach is you fall. You fall. And I think if the opposition really is determined, really is.
Well, they have to get organized.
Really is clever. And really gets organized, they fall. You know, 10% of Trump's voters in New York City voted for Mamdani. 10%. If 10% of Trump's voters in the rest of the country vote for whoever, it's a landslide against Trump. That's the numbers.
Yeah.
That's the numbers.
You know, I was listening to my guru, Ruth Ben-Ghiat. She had a program on Friday, and she had an expert on. And that's one of the things she's been saying is she has ultimate faith in the American people, that they're going to come around. And the expert was saying that, you know, when people organize, this is how they're able to break up autocracies.
Yeah. But you got to get organized. You got to have leadership.
You got to get leadership, and you got to have discipline. You can't fall into the trap. You can't start rioting or you know, what happened in places like Portland and Minneapolis with firebombings of public buildings and such. But if they stay calm and do their First Amendment thing, the right to peaceably assemble, things could look a lot different in 6 months from now.
Well, you talked about the 10 Commandments before, so from your lips to God's ear on that one.
Yeah.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Forward with Falk. Longtime Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen discuss politics. Join them again next week, same time, same place.